This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he believes that Russia has taken control of the eastern city of Bakhmut. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Zelensky's comments in Japan Sunday came after a bloody 8-month battle by Moscow's Wagner Private Army with the support of Russian troops that has left Bakhmut in ruins. Zelensky said he thought Ukraine had lost the city, but he added, "You have to understand that there is nothing." He said that Russians destroyed everything and that Bakhmut is only in our hearts. Zelensky was speaking alongside President Joe Biden at the Group of Seven summit in Hiroshima. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
World leaders did ratchet up pressure on Russia for its war against Ukraine, with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the center of a swirl of diplomacy. G7 nations have unveiled a slew of new sanctions and other measures meant to punish Moscow and hamper its war-fighting abilities. U.S. President Joe Biden, with reporters at the G7 summit in Japan, says he is still confident a deal will be reached to avoid a government default on debt.
What happens is the first meetings weren't all that percussive. The second ones were. The third one was. And then what happens is the carriers go back to the principals and say, this is what we're thinking about. And then people put down new claims. I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
Mr. Biden planned on Sunday to speak directly with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, hoping to salvage talks to raise the debt limit that have stalled in recent days while he was abroad at the Group of Seven summit. Thousands of Israelis are protesting against contentious plans by a third hardline government to overhaul the judiciary, as the protest campaign showed no signs of abating nearly 5 months on. This is VOA News. Sudan's warring factions have agreed to a new short-term ceasefire after several previous attempts to broker a truce that holds that failed. Being in the Saudi port city of Jeddah, the Sudanese army and the rapid support forces signed off on a 7-day ceasefire that is due to take effect on Monday evening in Sudan. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia said in a joint statement that talks in Jeddah had previously produced an agreement between the two sides on protecting civilians and easing the flow of humanitarian assistance to those affected by the conflict, but earlier ceasefire deals have failed amid accusations by both of violations. Mexico has been using planes and buses to move migrants away from the U.S. border. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Mexican authorities have been flying migrants south and busing new arrivals away from its border with Guatemala to keep them from massing along the U.S. southern border. One official speaking anonymously says about 300 migrants are being transferred south each day. The director of a human rights group in Washington, Adam Isaacson, says the northern part of the migrant route is being emptied out a bit, but it adds more people to the southern and middle parts. An equilibrium, he says, that cannot be sustained. The U.S. reports a more than 50% drop in the number of illegal border crossings since Title 42 expired, about 4,000 a day. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At least 9 people were killed and a dozen more injured when stampeding soccer fans pushed through one of the access gates at a quarterfinal match in the Salvadoran League Saturday.
A federal judge in
The local police commissioner said it happened after the match. He said 2 of those who died were minors and at least 2 of the injured transported were in critical condition. A soccer official said preliminary information indicates the stampede occurred because fans pushed through a gate into the stadium. The Salvadoran Soccer Federation said in a statement that it regretted what happened. In a major win for the Biden administration, a judge has struck down an airline industry partnership. AP correspondent Mike Hempen with that story.
A federal judge in Boston has ruled that American Airlines and JetBlue must abandon their partnership in the Northeast United States. U.S. District Judge Leo Sorokin wrote in his decision that American and JetBlue violated antitrust law as they carved up the Northeast markets between them. American and JetBlue are 2 of the top 3 airlines in Boston and 2 of the top 4 in New York. The judge says the government proved the partnership, known as Northeast Alliance, reduces competition. The Justice Department had argued the deal would eventually cost customers hundreds of millions of dollars a year because of reduced